So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
I'll do my best. I'm going to try not to.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right.
So hello, everyone, and welcome to Islands on the Air. With me here in the studio, I have Alyssa from the Bongo Fré, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about what the Bongo Fré is. And as well, we're going to just do a little recap of the summer market. So welcome.
Hi.
Hi. So what is the mission of the Bongo Fré des Îles? Like, what is it that that you do for the community of the Miquelon Islands?
Yeah, so we represent every business that works with local products here on the islands, like food-wise. So, for example, the cheese, the beer, Grandma's Bakery at Gros Îles are a member of our association. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we help them develop and sell their products, basically.
Wow, great. So you do promotions through Facebook, through different campaigns that you have going on that would promote the businesses.
Yeah, exactly. We have different projects to promote the products and the businesses on Facebook, on the social medias, but as well as in the journal or at the radio station. Nice. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's really great. So one of the things that that you're able to host to bring the Magdalen Island people and tourists and people of all kind is that you host the summer market in the summertime.
Yes.
So that allows members to go and to sell and to let people discover all of the beautiful things that they make. So for the market, How does it work? Do you need to be a member of the Bongo Fré to be able to attend the market? And usually, like, how long does the market last?
Okay, so you have to be a member of the Bongo Fré to be at the market.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts from June to October, late October. So right now the market is over,
mm-hmm.
But we had a nice summer at the market. It was really fun, and usually. The people who harvest vegetables and fruits are there, but other members can be there. You can sell salad dressings, you could sell honey, like everything is possible. But this year, because of COVID-19, mm-hmm. Not a lot of businesses were ready to be at the market. So we had like less choices in the products we had, but we still had like a great review from the population, and the tourist people really enjoy going to the market.
Yeah, I know. I personally was there, and the atmosphere is amazing. Even with COVID-19 measures, nobody seemed to really mind it. I can remember seeing people were very respectful, and you know, the sanitary measures were top notch, you know. So I think it was a good experience for everybody, for both the vendor and the customer.
Yeah, the good thing is the market is outside, right?
Right.
So the mask was recommended, but it was not mandatory. So mm-hmm. People were having fun. You can stay further away from other people when you're outside, and you still got to meet the people who are behind all the local products and talk with them and discover new things. So the essence of the market was still there, you know. You only had to wash your hands before
coming in
and wear your mask if you wanted to, and be respectful from the distanciation and stuff like that. So it went really well, and the mm-hmm. public health, we worked with them at the beginning of the season to see if every measure would be respected. And we had plexiglasses, and we had stuff like that, and everything went super well.
Yeah, I know. And it's, you know, it's always nice when you go to the market and you get to discover something else, because there's always a story behind something, even from the vegetable harvesters. You know, there's a story behind how they do it. Or if you go to Grandma's Bakery, well, there's a story of how their things are made. Or if there's if there's somebody there selling honey or salad dressings, there's a story behind it. So it becomes very personal.
Yeah, exactly. You get to meet the women that are behind all the cookies and the bread, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, with Grandma's Bakery, for example, or Roberto at Le Champ Marin. He's going to tell you what to do with all the squash he has, and like different squashes you're not used to see, but he knows how to cook it and how to put them in recipes and stuff. So it's really interesting to go meet them. They're the experts, right?
Exactly. So right. That's really cool. And yeah, and it's a cool opportunity for people to, because the people who are selling the items, they're the experts on the items, and they're able to, I guess, make us become curious of different items and to trick our taste buds a little bit to discover something new.
Exactly.
So that's super perfect. So next year, coming up, are there any projects that are in the development? Will there be a market 2021 version?
We want to have another market. We right. have to work to find the money to have it.
Exactly.
But we want to have a market. We'll work for you guys to have a market next week, because we know it's well appreciated from the community, and
very much
because we had less tourists this year. The islanders had more space to go, like there was less waiting, we had more products for us, so I think people really enjoyed it, and we could buy online before,
yes,
like order online or vegetables and pick it up
there.
So that was well appreciated, and we'll try to have another one, but I mean that's our priority. Every year we have to have a market.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, that's great. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about of what the Bongo Fura does, the market. It was a success. So thank you once again, and we hope that we'll be able to see you at the 2021
Sure. We have a lot of projects coming up, and we want the English population's input. So we'll probably talk again.
Good. Thank you. We look forward to it. Thanks.
Bye.